Morning. I'm the next speaker here. My name is Tom Masao. I'm a horticulturalist, also the curator for the apple, grape, and tart cherry collection at Geneva, New York. This work is together with Dr. Gang Yun Zong, who's in the back there. Apple is one of the most important fruit crops in the world. The worldwide production of apple was over 76 million tons in 2012. And the U.S. apple production was over 4.1 million tons with a value over $3.394 billion in 2015. The modern-day apple, most of the apple that we eat, we use, it's actually a hybrid species we call Malus domesticata. The domestication of the modern-day apple actually happens through two-step process. First step happened in Central Asia from the wild progenitor species Malus sylvestre. And then later, the material was brought to Europe and the integration with Malus sylvestre and the Malus orientalis. That's the other two wild native species in Europe. The center of the origin of all the Malus is actually in China, especially in the mountainous region of southwest China. That's also one of the center of biodiversity hotspot around the globe. Currently, there are four wild Malus species in North America, about six to eight wild Malus species in Central Asia and Europe, and over 40 different wild Malus species in China and other Asian countries. Quickly talking about the Plant Genetic Resource Unit at Geneva, New York. We are one of the repositories in the USDA National Germplasm System. The PGRU has clonal crop, the apple, cold hardy grape, and tart cherry. Also, we have vegetable crop, the onion, celery, cold crop, squash, buckwheat, tomato, radish, and other kind of vegetable. Clonal crop altogether has about 6,800 accessions, including a lot of variety in the permanent collection. Also, a lot of wild mouse material in the seeding foam for evaluation purpose. And also we have over 1,500 seed accessions in the collection. Altogether, we have 52 different wild mouse species and also a lot of hybrid species. About 40 wild mouse species and about a dozen hybrid species. We also, for our preservation purpose, besides field collection, we also use cryo preservation as a long-term backup storage method for the Malus. And the method worked very well for Malus domesticata, also for the Malus sylvestre, but in other cases, it doesn't work very well for a lot of wild Malus species. Here just show you some photo from the recent ARS Twitter account. Switch topic to apple mixes. Apple mixes is the asexual method of reproduction that lack the nuclear and cell fusions, and including many different kind of forms of vegetative reproductions. But more recently, in the context of flowering plant, it is used as a synonym for agmaspermy, which is asexual reproduction through the seed. Apple mixes is present in many different, over 400 different wild species out there, belong to 40 different families. There are many different kind of mechanisms of apple mixes in the flowering plants. The gametophytic apple mixes, in which a female gametophyte develops through the without the meiotic reduction process, and that resembles the gametophyte involved in normal sexual reproduction process. The gametophytic apple mixes is overwhelmingly associated with polyploid and also a lot of hybridization going on within the species. Apple mixes versus evolution. Apple mixes is not the end of the evolution process. It's actually considered to be the intermediate for the evolution process for a particular species. Some of the triploid with gametophytic apple mixes are extremely successful, but the majority of the plants with gametophytic apple mixes actually are tetraploid. And also, this commonly occurs in the complexes of the species that with related sexual diploids and also sometimes with apomitic triploid. And Mendel actually back in 1866, he asked, besides He also chosen Horacium, which is a hawk week, as an experimental plan. So it turned out to be an apomenic plan. So the segregation ratio doesn't really follow typical Mendelian genetics. So in a sense, apple makes it almost food genetics in history. There's quite a few advantages of being an apple mixer. First, it can assist in establishment in a new environment or when it's in isolation. It still can able to produce seeds. Second, it's almost an instant permanent fix of valuable and hybrid genomes. And if there's a hybrid figure, and ensuring the adopted genotype in a new environment. And also, it produces very uniform progeny, the seeds. And does because it's a seed, it doesn't carry any type of viruses. And also, it has a better root system than you're trying to produce the seeds through an air lane. That's very common practice in apple rootstock production. The negative effect of apomix is, of course, accumulation of mutation become less evolutionary fit. There are 8 different wild model species are known to have different level of apomixis. The highest one is actually Malus hoopiensis from China. Very often it has over 95% of all the seeds actually all came from apomixis process. The implication for wild model species genetic resources collection is a very interesting story. For example, a researcher in Japan spent over 20 years collecting Malus spontanea, which is a wild species in Japan, only found out later that almost all the material he collected over 20 years are genetic identical. It's most likely due to the apomixis nature of that Malus spontanea in Japan. Also, apomixis in hoopiensis recently have been studied in detail. Most likely is controlled by a dominant gene as the SERK3 genes, which is a receptor kinase involved in the plant tissue culture organogenesis, also somatic embryogenesis process. Also, there are several other minor QTL might be involved in the process. Dr. Guo, which is the curator for the crab apple collection in the Beijing Botanic Garden, and she was her colleague in 2008, they studied the apple mixes rate in different crab apple, most of this hybrid species material. They found different level of apple mixes. For example, the strawberry perifit actually have over 95% apple mixes rate, but some of them are really low. The Malus hopa actually is a material all the way collected by Neil Hansen in the early 1900s from Russia. So our approach is very simple. I'll put a pollination bag onto the plant, cover the flower, the branches, before any flower opening, and we'll label with metal tags, and then the bags will be removed about 1 month after the bloom. And then fruit will harvest in late September to mid-October. The seed will collect it, extract it, and dry down, a session given, and store the seeds in minus 20 freezers. Those take place in 2015, also 2016. And this year, once again, 2015, also carry out the same approach. Since all the malus, they have very strong self-incompatibility system. So the pollination bags that can prevent other pollen sources come into contact with the stigma. So all the fruit set, therefore the seed sets, within the bag are considered to be the result from apple mixes. The goal is trying to determine the absence or presence of apple mixes in a session of species, not to determine the percentage of apomenic rate. For that, you have to do the genetic analysis of the seed you collected. Here's just on a photo of the bagging. Here's the result from 37 accession back in 2016. Turned out about 14 of them tend to be apomitic, and there's 2 of them, tetraploid Malus coronaria, 1 triploid Helena, either triploid or tetraploid Malus hoopiensis, and several other Malus ioensis also from North American continent. There's some other accession, I beg, Malus angustifolia, Asiatic, and Fusca. They seem to tend not to set any fruit without cross-pollination. This year, I beg more, 72 accession, and 38 of them turned out to set fruit this year so far. So that including several more different species, including 1 Malus angustifolia, which might have a new disease resistance against firefly and also apple scab. Also mouse bacta, which is very commonly used as a rootstock. Also mouse botanica, which is a wild species from China, which is extremely bitter, but some hard cider makers think there's a potential for helping the quality of flavor for hard cider production. And also mouse briefus, which is a single species accession collection we have in the collection. Also several mouse coronaria, once again, some of those has potential to have new disease resistant gene. Also two mouse florentina, and several mouse floribunda, which is very well known to a major firefly resistant gene, and also mouse helena, used as ornamental. And then several of the mouse hybrid, some of them follow the same accession as Dr. Guo has done in 2008. Then add several other accession in for testing, like a Dalgo, and also cranberry, and Irene. Those are red flash material. A lot of new hard cider maker are very interesting producing rosé cider or just maybe hard cider with really just a coloration almost like a wine color. Also mouse lancifolia, mouse pornifolia, and then mouse sargenta transitoria. Those are wild species from China, very commonly used as ornamental. And then several other hybrid wild species. For example, mouse robusta is actually those two particular accessions are known to have firefly resistance. So in 2016, we also used the rosebreed chip to testing the parental genotype versus 20 seeding from apple mix backing result. And turn out those parental genotype have the exactly identical genotype as those 20 seeding. At least for five different accession, one mouse coronaria, one mouse helena, two mouse hoopiensis, and also one mouse sigmensis. They basically have identical genotypes. So that result proved that those 20 seeding actually came from apomixis process. So apomixis basically in principle can be used as an alternative for preservation and also germplasm exchange in the wild mouse species. Mouse, we can store the apomixis seeds in minus 20 freezer for a very long time without losing any viability. Therefore, the apomixis seeds are excellent long-term backup material for some of the wild mouse species in the collection. The current cryopreservation method of mouse dormant budwort works very well for the mouse domesticated, also for the mouse sylvestris, the wild species. But the cryo backup process doesn't work very well for a lot of different wild mouse species. So hopefully maybe this method could be as another second alternative backup, long-term backup method for those wild species preservation. Also, all the mouse species currently are not under any quarantine regulation for the international germplasm exchange. For example, a quarantine process usually take a long time, between 4 to 5 years. Some example, even up more than 21 years. And therefore, exchange of apomixis seeds could be a good alternative for international mouse germplasm exchange in the future. So in summary, 14 different new mouse species being found so far have apomixis ray and also identify additional accession in the known mouse species with apomixis. And also some of the mouse, other wild mouse species probably missing any of the apomixis capability. Thank you. Any question? Let me see.